I Am That, Chapter 54. Body and Mind Are Symptoms of Ignorance. Questioner. We were discussing one day the person, the witness, the absolute, vyakti, vyakta, avyakta. As far as I remember, you said that the absolute alone is real and the witness is absolutely only at a given point of space and time. The person is the organism, gross and subtle, illumined by the presence of the witness. I do not seem to grasp the matter clearly. Could we discuss it again? You also use the terms Mahadakash, Chittakash, and Paramakash. How are they related to person, witness, and the absolute? Maharaj. Mahadakash is nature, the ocean of existences, the physical space with all that can be contacted through the senses. Chittakash is the expanse of awareness, the mental space of time, perception, and cognition. Paramakash is the timeless and spaceless reality, mindless, undifferentiated, the infinite potentiality, the source and origin, the substance and the essence, both matter and consciousness, yet beyond both. It cannot be perceived, but can be experienced as ever witnessing the witness, perceiving the perceiver, the origin and the end of all manifestation, the root of time and space, the prime cause in every chain of causation. Questioner. What is the difference between vyakta and avyakta? Maharaj. There is no difference. It is like light and daylight. The universe is full of light which you do not see, but the same light you see as daylight. And what the daylight reveals is the vyakta. The person is always the object, the witness is the subject, and their relation of mutual dependence is the reflection of their absolute identity. You imagine that they are distinct and separate states. They are not. They are the same consciousness at rest and in movement, each state conscious of the other. In chit, man knows God and God knows man. In chit, the man shapes the world and the world shapes man. Chit is the link, the bridge between extremes, the balancing and uniting factor in every experience. The totality of the perceived is what you call matter. The totality of all perceivers is what you call the universal mind. The identity of the two, manifesting itself as perceptibility and perceiving, harmony and intelligence, loveliness and loving, reasserts itself eternally. Questioner. The three gunas, sattva, rajas, and tamas, are they only in matter or also in the mind? Maharaj. In both, of course, because the two are not separate. It is only the absolute that is beyond gunas. In fact, these are but points of view, ways of looking. They exist only in the mind. Beyond the mind, all distinctions cease. Questioner. Is the universe a product of the senses? Maharaj. Just as you recreate your world on waking up, so is the universe unrolled. The mind, with its five organs of perception, five organs of action, and five vehicles of consciousness, appears as memory, thought, reason, and selfhood. Questioner. The sciences have made much progress. We know the body and the mind much better than our ancestors. Your traditional way describing and analyzing mind and matter is no longer valid. Maharaj. But where are your scientists with their sciences? Are they not again images in your own mind? Questioner. Here lies the basic difference. To me, they are not my own projections. They were before I was born and shall be there when I am dead. Maharaj. Of course. Once you accept time and space as real, you will consider yourself minute and short-lived. But are they real? Do they depend on you or you on them? As body, you are in space. As mind, you are in time. But are you mere body with a mind in it? Have you ever investigated? Questioner. I had neither the motive nor the method. Maharaj. I am suggesting both, but the actual work of insight and detachment, vivika, Vairagya is yours. Questioner. The only motive I can perceive is my own causeless and timeless happiness. And what is the method? Maharaj. Happiness is incidental. The true and effective motive is love. You see, people suffer and you seek the best way of helping them. The answer is obvious. First put yourself beyond the need of help. Be sure your attitude is of pure goodwill, free of expectation of any kind. Those who seek mere happiness may end up in sublime indifference, while love will never rest. As to method, there is only one. You must come to know yourself, both what you appear to be and what you are. Clarity and charity go together. Each needs and strengthens the other. Questioner. Compassion implies the existence of an objective world full of avoidable sorrow. Maharaj. The world is not objective and the sorrow of it is not avoidable. Compassion is but another word for the refusal to suffer for imaginary reasons. Questioner. If the reasons are imaginary, why should the suffering be inevitable? Maharaj. It is always the false that makes you suffer. The false desires and fears, the false values and ideas, the false relationships between people. Abandon the false and you are free of pain. Truth makes happy. Truth liberates. Questioner. The truth is that I am a mind imprisoned in a body, and this is a very unhappy truth. Maharaj. You are neither the body nor in the body. There is no such thing as body. You have grievously misunderstood yourself. To understand rightly, investigate. Questioner. But I was born as a body, in a body, and shall die with the body, as a body. Maharaj. This is your misconception. Inquire, investigate, doubt yourself and others. To find truth, you must not cling to your convictions. If you are sure of the immediate, you will never reach the ultimate. Your idea that you were born and that you will die is absurd. Both logic and experience contradict it. Questioner. All right, I shall not insist that I am the body. You have a point here. But here and now, as I talk to you, I am in my body, obviously. The body may not be me, but it is mine. Maharaj. The entire universe contributes incessantly to your existence. Hence, the entire universe is your body. In that sense, I agree. Questioner. My body influences me deeply. In more than one way, my body is my destiny. My character, my moods, the nature of my reactions, my desires and fears, inborn or acquired, they are all based on the body. A little alcohol, some drug or other, and all changes. Until the drug wears off, I become another man. Maharaj. All this happens because you think yourself to be the body. Realize your real self, and even drugs will have no power over you. Questioner. You smoke. Maharaj. My body kept a few habits which may as well continue till it dies. There is no harm in them. Questioner. You eat meat. Maharaj. I was born among meat-eating people, and my children are eating meat. I eat very little and make no fuss. Questioner. Meat-eating implies killing. Maharaj. Obviously. I make no claims of consistency. You think absolute consistency is possible. Prove it by example. Don't preach what you do not practice. Coming back to the idea of having been born, you are stuck with what your parents told you. All about conception, pregnancy and birth, infant, child, youngster, teenager, and so on. Now, divest yourself of the idea that you are the body with the help of the contrary idea that you are not the body. It is also an idea, no doubt. Treat it like something to be abandoned when its work is done. The idea that I am not the body gives reality to the body, when in fact there is no such thing as a body. It is but a state of mind. You can have as many bodies and as diverse as you like. Just remember steadily what you want and reject the incompatibles. Questioner. I am like a box within a box within a box, the outer box acting as the body and the one next to it as the indwelling soul. Abstract the outer box and the next becomes the body and the one next to it the soul. It is an infinite series, an infinite opening of boxes. Is the last one the ultimate soul? Maharaj. If you have a body, you must have a soul. Here your simile of a nest of boxes applies. But here and now, through all your bodies and souls, shines awareness, the pure light of chit. Hold on to it unswervingly. Without awareness, the body would not last a second. There is in the body a current of energy, affection, and intelligence, which guides, maintains, and energizes the body. Discover that current and stay with it. Of course, all these are manners of speaking. Words are as much a barrier as a bridge. Find the spark of life that weaves the tissues of your body and be with it. It is the only reality that the body has. Questioner. What happens to that spark of life after death? Maharaj. It is beyond time. Birth and death are but points in time. Life weaves eternally its many webs. The weaving is in time, but life itself is timeless. Whatever name and shape you give to its expressions, it is like the ocean, never changing, ever changing. Questioner. All you say sounds beautifully convincing, yet my feeling of being just a person in a world strange and alien, often inimical and dangerous, does not cease. Being a person, limited in space and time, how can I possibly realize myself as the opposite, a depersonalized, universalized awareness of nothing in particular? Maharaj. You assert yourself to be what you are not and deny yourself to be what you are. You omit the element of pure cognition, of awareness, free from all personal distortions. Unless you admit the reality of chit, you will never know yourself. Questioner. What am I to do? I do not see myself as you see me. Maybe you are right and I am wrong, but how can I cease to be what I feel I am? Maharaj. A prince who believes himself to be a beggar can be convinced conclusively in one way only. He must behave as a prince and see what happens. Behave as if what I say is true, and judge by what actually happens. All I ask is the little faith needed for making the first step. With experience will come confidence, and you will not need me anymore. I know what you are, and I am telling you. Trust me for a while. Questioner. To be here and now, I need my body and its senses. To understand, I need a mind. Maharaj. The body and the mind are only symptoms of ignorance, of misapprehension. Behave as if you were pure awareness, bodiless and mindless, spaceless and timeless, beyond where and when and how. Dwell on it, think of it, learn to accept its reality. Don't oppose it and deny it all the time. Keep an open mind, at least. Yoga is bending the outer to the inner. Make your mind and body express the real, which is all and beyond all. By doing, you succeed, not by arguing. Questioner. Kindly allow me to come back to my first question. How does the error of being a person originate? Maharaj. The absolute precedes time. Awareness comes first. A bundle of memories and mental habits attracts attention. Awareness gets focalized and a person suddenly appears. Remove the light of awareness, go to sleep or swoon away, and the person disappears. The person, vyakti, flickers. Awareness, vyakta, contains all space and time. The absolute, avyakta, is.